This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to ask the CLO. This one is from Fareed in the Bronx. Fareed says, I gained some weight and my wife told me she's not sexually attracted to me anymore. I guess the for better or for worse means nothing. She said marriage is about honesty. So is it cool to be honest with her about a few things that I don't like?
Don't do that, dog. Don't do that. Look, man, just go on, take this bullet. You know, you done got your ass fat. She ain't attracted to you no more. You know, marriage is about honesty. I have told y'all about this honesty thing. And here's a perfect trap for it. She wants you. She said, don't you do that. Don't you do that. Just say, hey, you know what, baby? You know, I appreciate the little heads up. I'm going to take better care of myself. You know, the better or for worse doesn't mean that a person can't be disappointed in you. She's still with you. She just, you done gained so much weight, you ain't attractive no more. And you know you're not attractive, dog. you know. The next time you get naked, just stop. Just turn, go to the mirror and turn sideways. Sideways, it helps. It brings you on. Sideways helps, man. Quit looking at yourself forward. Because when I look at myself forward, I see I'm structured. You know, I got shoulder width. You know, arms, chest, you know. It's sideways. Got to turn sideways. Because that's what she sees. She sees side and back. She sees a lot of what you can't see. And, dog, this ain't the time for you to go in there and start telling her what you really think. Because then you the marriage is going. All she did was told you. She didn't leave you. So the better or for worse is hanging in there. It's just that the worst is you unattractive. But dog, you was close to not being attractive when y'all got married. You were just in better shape.
You don't even know him.
I know men though. You got to tell men the truth. You got to hurt men. You can't play with men. Now, if this was a woman, I'd find a more gentler way. But this is a dude right here, dog. You already know you was half-ass ugly when she married you. You know, you just had your money right, and you was promising to take care of her. Then you forgot to take care of yourself. So that's a CLO for that one.
All right. Moving on to Kara in Evanston. Kara says, I'm dating a man that is freakishly attracted to women's feet, and not just mine. I know he looks at feet on social media, but it's irritating when he does it in front of me. He says it's a natural thing, but I hate it. Am I overreacting or is he out of line?
Well, he has a foot fetish, seems like. And all fetishes going to get on your nerve after a while. All of them. Foot fetish, clothes fetish, you know, car fetish, motorcycle fetish. Fetish with food. It's all going to get on your nerves after a while. You know?
Because he's spending too much time over there looking at
stupidity, all them fetishes. Going to get on your last nerve. So, yeah, you're not out of line. It's only going to get worse if you don't say something to him. And he don't respect it. He's probably not going to change his fetish. You just got to quit looking at it in front of you.
Oh.
You know?
Okay. All right, moving on to
feet.
Moving on.
A lot of the people that's connected to the feet probably ain't gonna have one to do nothing with him no way, so don't worry.
A lot of people have foot fetishes too. All right, moving on to Jasmine in Dothan. Jasmine says, my coworker bragged on his oral transaction skills, so I invited him to my car during lunch to show me. He was amazing, but later he told the whole office what went down. Why would he mess up the chance of it happening again by gossiping?
He didn't care.
He didn't gossip.
He said what really went down.
That's too much.
He told everybody in office what he did. You took him up on it in the parking lot.
Yeah.
He told everybody in the office, what is surprise at here?
Yeah.
But the fact that you even knew that was his skill, that didn't tell you he talked too much?
Right.
But then you decided to take him up on it in the parking lot. Then he came back and told everybody in the office. And then guess what your only concern is? Why would he mess up his chance of it happening again? Because it's going to happen again. Because that's how good he was.
Wow. She can't control herself.
Ain't nothing, girl. She's going to be downstairs in that parking lot. I'm talking about in that car again.
Mm-hmm. And he'll come back and tell that we did it again.
No. She's going to try to fix this so we don't quit telling it, you know.
How?
Oh, I don't know how she's going to fix it. Well, she's going to fix it with him. Listen, we're going to do this some more, but you got to quit running your mouth. And then the only way to do that is, you know, turn it around. Turn around is fair play.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I think the only way this is going to work out and she's going to have to be ready to get him to comply is turn it around.
What do you mean?
And what I mean by that is if you want to get more of him, you're going to have to, how should I put this, give more to him.
Wow.
See.
And he's not going to
tell that. Then it becomes
that?
The old Christmas adage. It is better to give than to receive. Again.
How dare you quote the Bible right here?
All right.
I was using it as a, I thought it was a Christmas saying. I didn't know that was in the Bible.
Better to
I wasn't
give
using
receive.
The biblical, but that's what she
too far.
So if she wants to turn this around and stop him from running his mouth.
I think they need to break up.
Yeah.
They ain't together.
They need to stop.
Yeah, but he gonna tell it either
I know
way.
They're not together.
Right.
Yeah, he gonna tell it either way.
Yeah.
He ain't got no choice.
Yeah. Okay. This is crazy. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.